I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. This week, we've been reporting on ways the U.S. military is trying to improve the modern soldier. Today, we're going to be talking about the equipment that the modern soldier needs to do the job. In a few minutes, we'll hear about some of the high-tech gear soldiers in Iraq are now using. The insurgency there and in Afghanistan have shown that traditional Cold War-era equipment wasn't up to the task. So the U.S. Army created something called the Rapid Equipping Force. Its task is to get new equipment into soldiers' hands quickly. As the world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd reports from Fort Belvoir near Washington, the Rapid Equipping Force blends low-tech and high-tech.
For example, Master Sergeant Al Francis shows me SpeechGuard. It's a little bigger than a PDA and has a stylus that you can tap the screen with. It comes loaded with 3,000 phrases in Arabic. A soldier can use it to communicate with locals in Iraq.
So you have a category to select from. So if we want to say, let's go with detention. And then it'll come up with weapons and packages. And then you can ask someone, are you carrying a weapon? And then hit the phrase.
هل تحمل سلاحاً?
And it's as simple as scrolling through the menus and selecting a phrase.
Another useful phrase that's included is, America does not want to stay in Iraq. But local translators told Army Brass that the majority of Iraqis wouldn't understand the dialect, so the ref went back and reprogrammed SpeechGuard. They also engineered it so it could be used with a megaphone for crowd control.